In this news update, it's being brought to you by Popham Flooring. Across from the McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe, for everything you need for your home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Raymond Parent appeared for rearraignment on assault charges in Huron County Circuit Court, where he entered into a plea agreement with prosecutors. Under the terms of the plea deal, Parent will enter a no-contest plea to the assault charge. As part of the negotiated agreement, felony firearm and possession of body arm charges against Parent have been dismissed. The defendant scheduled for sentencing on March 2, 2026 at 9 a.m. The court set bond at $15,000 cash surety with specific conditions of release. Parent is required to reside with his mother and must wear a GPS tether as a condition of his pretrial release. A Tuscola County family continues push for safer intersections following a crash that killed three relatives in September. The semi-truck driver responsible has been sentenced to 1 year in jail. The collision claimed the lives of William and Barbara Putman and their daughter-in-law, Megan, while five others were injured. Surviving family members say they're frustrated by what they see as an inaction from the Tuscola County Road Commission. Billy Putman, who lost multiple family members, said excessive bureaucracy is preventing needed improvements. His daughter Isabella added that she fears traveling the same road daily, citing a lack of urgency from county officials. The tragedy came just weeks after another fatal crash in August that killed six people, including five members of the Amish community, at a different Tuscola County intersection. Road Commission leaders say they're reviewing all county intersections, but caution against rushing changes. However, County Board member Bill Lutz argues immediate steps like adding rumble strips are necessary. Community members continue pressing for upgrades to prevent further loss of life. And a Bay City mother accused of starving her four-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death in 2024, had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her four-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in Bay County Jail on $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October 2024 after Burke reported he was not breathing, and medical records dating back to 2020 reportedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. And we'll return right after these words.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring West of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
And we're back with your national and international news. The Department of Homeland Security is proposing an additional security layer for certain foreign visitors by asking them to provide more extensive personal details, including 5 years of social media history as part of the visa screening, a move officials say is intended to strengthen vetting, while civil liberty groups question potential privacy implications and the risk of overbroad data collection. European leaders have agreed in principle to continue funding Ukraine's military and economic needs for the next 2 years, even as they wrestle with complex legal and political questions over whether frozen Russian assets can be used, reflecting both sustained Western backing for Kyiv and ongoing divisions over the best strategy to pressure Moscow. And that's been your news, brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region and Bad Axe, for everything you need for your home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabowing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a very blessed, happy holiday season.